siding? Horizontal boards on the outside of a house that siding.
Yeah, that's it. Would you know the term weatherboarding?
No, not really.
All right. And you might say, I get in my car every day and I...
Drive, drove, driven.
All right. I will assume, unless otherwise informed, that you're giving them in the order infinitive, preterite, past participle. Right?
That's good enough.
Okay. The part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
All right. And how about the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The gutter. The gutter, or the drain spout.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the place on some houses where part of the roof and an L come together so that there's a slanting place and leaves and snow will get caught up there? Many people have no name for this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't? Okay. If you heard the word valley, would you think of that part of a roof? Okay. And how about a little building that's used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
How about one for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Any other names for little buildings like that?
Tool shed, woodshed, no.
Okay. If there were a noise, you might ask, did you
break something?
No, meaning that you perceived the noise. Did you
hear anything?
Mm-hmm.
Heard?
Yes. If I ask you if you know a person, you might, and you're not really acquainted with him, but you're familiar with his name, you say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
All right. If a friend came back into town and you had not yet had a chance to visit the friend, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I...
See, saw, seen.
Well, that was later. That's not specifically what I wanted.
Sorry, I haven't seen him.
Okay, and then has your brother seen him? No.
He hasn't seen him either.
Okay. Of something that you do every day, if you're asked, do you do it frequently? You would say, yes, I
do it frequently.
Mm-hmm. Does he do it frequently? Yes.
He does.
Uh-huh.
Yes, go ahead.
And does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he
does.
All right. If a child in school pays no attention to the teacher, you might say he just...
won't pay attention.
Oh, this is a better way to do this one. You can give him his choice, but he will tell you that it doesn't matter to him, he just...
doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. If you're not certain about something, you might say, I'm not...
at all sure.
Mm-hmm. Good. You've been trying to make up... No, that... never mind. No, there's no point in doing that. Okay, you might say you live in a brick...
house.
Mm-hmm. And the plural is...
houses.
And on a farm, the big building where they might store hay is the...
barn.
Okay, do you know a building or part of the barn where corn might be stored?
Corn bin.
All right. Do you know a building or part where grain would be stored?
Silo or grain bin.
Do you know the word granary or granary?
Granary.
That's the way you'd pronounce it?
Granary.
Okay. Is that a separate building?
Don't know.
You don't know if it's the same as a silo?
No.
You just heard the word. Okay.
Right.
And the upper part of the barn is called?
The loft.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had too much hay to store it in the loft. What might you call the pile of hay out in the field with perhaps a pole in the center? It would be piled up around the pole.
What do we call that? Bundle of hay? Pile. No, haystack.
Okay. Did you ever see one that had some sort of a shelter built around it with four poles and a sliding roof?
No.
Okay. Do you know what small piles of hay would be called when it's first cut and then it's raked up into these small piles?
No.
Okay.